Our political analyst, John Creed, is standing by. We want to get his reactions to what he thought about Kamala Harris's speech last night, plus the Democratic convention this week. Good morning. Thanks so much for joining us today, John.
Happy to be with you, Christine, and I think Harris deserves a lot of credit. The timing was perfect in the sense that, you know, Trump went to almost midnight, but she talked for about 34 minutes. She really played well to her base. She bashed Trump every way you can do it. So from that standpoint, she did super. The negatives, in my opinion, she never told people how she was going to pay for this thing. And secondly, she and Biden have spoken for 3.5 years that Harris would be the last one in the room. She's had 3 years to put into effect what she said last night.
And I don't think any of that was addressed last night, but I wouldn't expect it to be.
Well, I think you're probably right there. But when you look at the Democratic convention, you know, Biden leaving gave the convention so much enthusiasm. That was a plus. But I thought Monday night to have the existing president of the United States speak in the first night, didn't talk to 11:35 p.m. Eastern time, was an insult.
And do you think some other people felt that way too? I was surprised by that. It's like, hey, he served the country, and it felt like he was kind of like put on a shelf and just kind of, I don't know. I didn't feel like he got the respect that I think he deserves as serving as president.
I agree with you 1,000,000%. But understand, the vast media wants to get rid of Trump, and that's their major goal. So you're not going to hear too much negative from them.
And anything else you thought that was unusual about this convention? A lot of star power there.
Yeah, there's a lot of, they played that, but I don't know how that plays. But if I can, Christine, I'm going to give, as of today, my 2024 prediction.
Okay.
I believe this election is going to be decided by independent and specifically independent women. They don't like Trump at all. So I think that Harris wins the presidential thing, the office. However, I think they'll balance it and give the country a Republican Congress.
Any predictions about electoral college votes, popular vote?
No, I think the electoral college vote will be close, but the Democrats will win huge. But Trump may get as many as 70 million votes and lose.
Well, it should be an interesting night. And, of course, we're going to start with primary night, and then we're going to have our coverage on September 3rd. And you'll be here with me, and we'll be talking a little bit about the upcoming presidential election as well. And, again, that's John Creed, our political analyst. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Christine.